أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون. صدق الله العظيم. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains that the non-believers, even what they spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and they do some charity welfare work, but it will be of no avail to them in the year after, because of the kufr, because they don't have sincerity, etc., it will be all destroyed. And mostly they spend also just to make a big show. Wherever they spend, then it is splashed in the newspapers everywhere that they have done this, they have done that. So there will be no benefit for them. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala now warns the believers that you don't make such people your friends. These people who are gone astray, who don't believe in Allah, who have only the dunya in their mind, and they only want all the fancy things of this dunya, don't make them your friends. This is one of the basic reasons why Allah's azab comes on the Muslims. Muslims befriend the non-Muslims. They imitate them and they befriend them and they become very close to them. And this Allah Ta'ala totally dislikes and abhors. And when that is done, then Allah's azab comes. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walo, addressing the believers, La tattakhidhu bitanatam min dunikum, na banao bhedi kisi ko apno ke siwa. Don't make anyone your close friend besides your own people, that is the Muslims. Don't take anyone else as your bosom friend. Don't share your secrets with them. You don't have anything to do with them. Only what is required, like business for example, some other work, and just keep it limited to that. Don't socialize with them. And don't share secrets. Don't make them your close friend. This is where great wars were lost, when our secrets went out. So therefore Allah warns against that, they don't make the non-Muslims, and in the Muslims also, those people who are with the non-Muslims, don't make them also your friend. Stay away from them also. وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ بِطَانْتُمْ إِنْدُونِكُمْ لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا. وہ کسی کبھی نہیں کرتے تمہاری خرابی میں ان کے they won't let off any shortage in harming you. The one of the worst reasons why we must not take them as our friends, that they are always eager to harm us, and they just look for those opportunities. So we must not let out our secret. Don't become so close to them that they can plot against us. What do ma anittum? The other reason why we should not take them as if our friends, unki khushi hai tumko jis qadar takleef pahunchaye. And they always desire that you must come in difficulties and you must have problems. They are not your well wishers, they are not your friends. Qad badadil baghdaa'u min afwaahihim. Nikal pari hai dushmani unke zuman se, and they have made it clear with their tongues, in clear words, their enmity has come out. They have spoken so much, and there is no doubt that the enmity they have got for the Muslims, that the third reason the Quran Sharif gives why we should not become close friends with the non-believers. And the fourth reason yeh, وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ, اور جو کچھ مخفی ہے ان کے جی میں وہ اس سے بہت زیادہ ہے. And what is hidden in their heart, that enmity, hatred for you, is even much more worse. What they are saying with their tongues is only the tip of the iceberg. Inside their hearts, they've got much more enmity. So don't ever make them your friends. Don't become close to them. And then Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. ہم نے بتا دیے تم کو اپنی نشانیاں. اللہ says I've explained to you the clear sign and I've made it clear to you what is good for you, what is bad for you. In kuntum ta'qilun, agar tumko aqal hai, if you got brains, then listen to what Allah Ta'ala is saying. And don't take these people as your close friends. But very, very sadly, to many Muslims, it doesn't make sense that how can we not keep friends with the non-believers. If you, we just think of it at this, in the school environment, how many of our youngsters, their friends are non-Muslims. In the sports environment, on the sports ground, they've got the non-Muslims are their close friends. At universities, businesses, business you can do with them, it's all right, but it must be just kept strictly to business. Not that we socialize with them, not that we start partying with them, etc. That is not permitted. But unfortunately, this is the common thing today. And therefore, the condition of the Muslims is what it is. Because we don't realize that we a person, as Allah says, in kuntum ta'qilun, if you got brains, then you will realize that these people, you can never prosper. You can never have goodness if you keep friends with your enemies. But we don't seem to understand that. And we think it's very necessary to have friends with our enemies. So the instructions of the Quran Sharif are very clear that with non-Muslims we must have nothing to do with them. Where it is necessary for business, etc., you need a plumber, a carpenter, it's quite in order, you can take that work from them, but don't socialize and don't become close to them. That must be avoided completely. And all this, what we are doing, whether it is in the schools, at the universities, in the sports arena, wherever, and the close friends we are keeping with them, in the business places, how many of our young girls who are working in the business places keep so much friends with the non-Muslims? And end of the year parties, how they go like hooligans partying, even drinking, etc., and going to different resorts and having parties there, all the terrible evil that take place. And that is one of the two reasons why Allah's azab come on the Muslims. One is the socializing with our enemies, and the other is that we imitate them. Our lifestyle, we have made it like their lifestyle. Whether we think it is our education system, our houses. If we take, for example, almost all of us, our bathrooms are like their bathrooms. So much so that the toilet is part of the bathroom. So if we make wuzu in the toilet, in the bathroom, we can't read the duas. Because the toilet is not separate. That bathroom is part of the toilet, and so we can't read those duas. We have copied them in so many things. Even in our dini matters, we haven't thought about it. And especially in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, where most of the hotels are owned also by non-Muslims. And they are planned by non-Muslims. In almost all the hotels, the beds will be facing Qibla. When we sleep, they made it such that right there in the Haramain, your legs face Qibla. And the toilets also face Qibla. So we must be very careful when we go, that we must just make our arrangements, even if we have to sleep on the floor, doesn't matter. But don't let our legs face the Qibla. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.